Okay, the spent time yesterday on Ran and the Reb Naftali. Reb Naftali's chiddush was in the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita is that Yichud Aroi Labia constitutes Nesu'in. So there were a number of kashes. So in order to answer those kashes, the Reb Naftali was mechadesh that even according to the Ran's Shita, even according to the Rambam, a Yichud Shein Aroi Labia does something. What does it do? It pretty much accomplishes Nesu'in, except the Devarim Shebeinei Lebeina, that's where the Rambam holds that you need a Yichud Aroi Labia. That's the Rambam Shita. We had yesterday a few nafkaminas. One nafkamina was the Gabe Leil Shabbos. If the first Yichud is going to be on Leil Shabbos, whether that's Mutter by a Basula, which Pashto should be also like the Rambam, because it's a Kenyan. And according to the Rambam, according to the Reb Naftali's Chiddush, it would be Mutter. Another nafkamina was this kapeda of running straight to the Yichud room after Birchas Nesu'in, if it's a Hefsik. There was another nafkamina. Chai would be a third nafkamina. The whole concept of the Maisa Derashi, that you can have Nesu'in first and Eris in second. Rashi, in this Maisa Derashi that we mentioned, held that Chuppah, Nesu'in, could be before Kiddushin, that the order is not Ma'akiv, even though normally you do Kiddushin first, Nesu'in second. So Rashi said you could do Nesu'in first and Kiddushin second. Now, L'chaira, if you learn the Rambam, the Pashto way, that you need a Yichud Aroi Labia, then you can't do Nesu'in before Kiddushin. Why? Because you do the Nesu'in first, is that Roi Labia? If you do Nesu'in first, she's not a, you didn't give a Kiddushin yet. A person's not supposed to be by a woman without Kiddushin and Nesu'in. So if you do this, if you do Kiddushin first, so when you get to the Nesu'in, it's Roi Labia. But if you do Nesu'in first, at the time of Nesu'in, it's not Roi Labia because she's missing Kiddushin. A person is not allowed to be by a woman without Kiddushin. This is Aina. So therefore, the whole Maisa Derashi Pashtos to do Nesu'in first and Kiddushin second does not make sense like the Rambam. Because you can't have Yichud L'Roi Labia before Kiddushin. According to Reb Naftali, it would be Shayach. You could have at least that Nesu'in you could have first, the Nesu'in of Yichud Sheyichud Sheyin Aroi Labia, which also is something according to the Rambam, that could be before Kiddushin. But the Nesu'in of Yichud Aroi Labia couldn't be first, because it's not Aroi Labia. This would probably be a third Nafkamina that comes out of Reb Naftali's Chiddush, would be for this case of Nesu'in Kaidim Kiddushin. Now, the Ran brings from the Bala Iter a chiddush that the ksuva must be before the yichud. The chasna has to give the kala ksuva before they get to the yichud room, which is the way we generally do it. The giving over of the ksuva is under the chuppah. And then you go to the Yichud room. But the Bala Iter holds that that's Ma'akiv. That since it's also to be Ba'al a woman without a Ksuba, since you're not allowed to be Ba'al a Isha without a Ksuba, so that's even a married couple. Even if somebody's married 25 years and she loses a Ksuba, so it's also to be Ba'al. Man's not allowed to be Ba'al his wife until they write a new Ksuba. A woman has to have a ksuba in order for her entire married life, in order for Bia to be mutter. What? If I get a chance, I'll talk. Certainly not let a Bia without a ksuba. So Mimela, Titus Abalater, that according to the Rambam, that you need a Yichud Aroi Labia, if you're missing the ksuba, you can study Yichud Aroi Labia. It's not a Yichud Aroi Labia, and it's no good. It's interesting, when I was learning this, I remembered one of my friends got married. His Masad the Kedushin was Rav Moshe Bick. And the guy Yeshua, Tzal read the Ksuva. Remember, at the Chasana, Rav Shua was reading the Ksuva, and he stopped. And he realized that the year, it was 10 years off. Instead of, the year was, whatever, Shloishim V'Tesha, I think it should have said, and it said Esrim V'Tesha. So he realized it was 10 years old, but he didn't make a rock. He stopped for a minute, and then he finished reading the Ksuva anyway, and they did all the brachas, and they broke the glass without a Ksuva. There was no handing over of the Ksuva. And they went to the Yichud room, and then Rav Bick sat down to write a new Ksuva, because it was not a good Ksuva. So I was curious. I went over to watch. So he finished writing the Ksuva, and then he asked me to show him, take him to the Yichud room. So I took him to the Yichud room, and they knocked on the door, and they called to aid him, and they did then a Mesiras HaKsuva with the new Kasher Ksuva. So now the Shiloh was that Yichud a good Yichud? I'm sure that the Eidei Yichud walked away after that. I mean, the Eidei Yichud, they were standing by the door. And Rav Bick came, and I remember they asked him, was it enough time? And he said, he was very nervous at the point. He started screaming at them, how much time do you think you need for it? And he opened the door, and they gave the chasen the ksum, and the chasen gave it to the kala in front of the Eidim. I'm sure the Eidei Yichud walked away afterwards. Which means that they're... It's Mamish the Balaita's case. They had the Yichud without a Ksuba. The Yichud was without a Ksuba. According to the Balaita, it wasn't a good Yichud. It needs to be a Yichud Arai Labia. According to the Balaita, that's not an adequate Yichud. It was a Yichud Shein Arai Labia. Because without Ksuba, Bia is awesome.
Only to hold the drama.
Balayit is going with the Rama of Shita. But you need a Yichud Arai Labia, and he says that if without a Ksuba, it's no good. Which means that their Yichud, I mean, they're married by now for 23 years. So I have to go back and tell them that
maybe they should do a Yichud.
If they had, if you need Eid, then it's true, we only do it Al Tzehidr. I don't mean to say anything bad about their marriage. I just... According to the Balei Eter, they were missing Yichud Arai Labia. They would have needed again to do a Yichud Arai Labia. Now the Ran is a kasha. He says it's a Beferish Gemara later. He brings to the Gemara later that there's a couple that got married on a Wednesday, and the Ran doesn't say why, but they didn't have Bia until the first Bia was... two nights later. First Bia was on Leil Shabbos, and one of the Tanoim asked Rabami Shari Lamilbo Betchila B'Shabbos. Rabami said they could do Bia, the first Bia on Friday night. And Amrulei Rabbanon Halayichta V'Ksuba. But we didn't do the Ksuba yet. At the wedding, apparently, they didn't do the Ksuba. Amar Lohu, so Rabbi gave an eitzah. At pesuha mitaltele means that if you don't have a ksuba, the husband could give the kala mitaltele, an item that's worth the 200 tzuz, and she holds it as a mashkin against the ksuba, and that's good enough instead of a ksuba. And we pass in that way. If Shabbos, someone realizes he doesn't have a ksuba, he could give his wife a piece of silver or something that's worth the 200 tzuz, and then it'll be mutter. They could have done a suma taltalim. They could have. I don't know if the chasna happened to have the taltalim worth a couple thousand dollars worth, and they had. But yeah, they could have done it. But at any rate, how did this maisa happen? How did this maisa happen? They got married Wednesday night. How'd they get married? According to the Balei Eter, it wasn't a Yichud Arai Labia. According to the Balei Eter, there was no Ksuba. So what does it mean they got married Wednesday night? You have to remember, Kedushin was a year earlier. And now Wednesday night they had Nisuin. According to the Rambam, what kind of Nisuin? This couple didn't have a Ksuba. So that was the problem on Shabbos. They said there's no ksuba. So if there's no ksuba, what does it mean they got married Wednesday night? If you hold that you have to have a ksuba in order to do a yichud aray labia, so what's pshat they got married Wednesday night? This is the Ran's kasha on the Baal Ha'eter. This is the Ran's kasha on the Baal Ha'eter. Now, l'chayra, according to Rav Naftali, we could answer, right? According to Rav Naftali, it's not fair. They got married Wednesday night with a yichud she'ener aray labia. So they did get married Wednesday night, because the yichud she'ener aray labia also does something. So the yichud she'ener aray labia, could be they got married Wednesday night. But anyway, the Ran, yes, this cash. The Ran says a chiddush in his teretz, if I understand it correctly, let's see his lashon. But the Ran, I believe, what the Ran says is that yichud haroy labia only has to be roy labia min atayra. It has to be roy labia midairaisa. And then it's a good yichud. So if she's a nida, it's not roi labia. But the iser to be bayal a woman without a ksuba, that is an iser that's only an iser d'rabbanon. In a Torah, you're allowed to be bayal a woman without a ksuba. It's just an iser d'rabbanon. So the Ran is mechadesh, this teretz, that the yichud only has to be a yichud a roi labia min a Torah. And it does not have to be a yichud haroi labia midrabanan. If there's a drabanan, the reason they can't do bia, that's okay. As long as min atayra, it's a yichud haroi labia. What? No. It's one drabanan. This yichud is not roi labia midrabanan. That's the drabanan. There's no other drabanan. This drabbana, the issue of having beer without a ksuba, that's all one drabbana. It's one drabbana, there should not be beer without a ksuba. So you hear what the Ran is saying? A yichud she'ena roi labia midrabbanan is considered roi labia. All you need is roi labia min atayra. Understand that? That's the Baal Ha'eter. We're going now. The Baal Ha'eter says it has to be before. The Ran says no, it doesn't have to be before. Because the fact it's considered a yichud aray labia even without a ksuba. Because it's aray labia min atayra. Min atayra allowed to be bayal. I'm a drabbanan, you can't? No. It's still a yichud aray labia.
That's
what
ends up the
what?
That's
why he argues with the Baal Ha'eter. He says the Baal Ha'eter said that you need a yichud haray labia, so you have to have a ksuba first. He says, no, the ksuba can be lighter. The ksuba can be lighter, as we see from this Gemara. It's not roi labia. The answer is, it's roi labia min atayra. That's good enough. That's the way I understand the Rambam. He's learning pshat in the Rambam that all you need is yichud haray labia min atayra. And the Sefer HaMakna takes this Ladina as the Iker Shita, which you need just that you be Roy Labia Min HaTayra. Anybody understand the Svara to that? That's a Svara. That's a Svara Yichud. You need a Yichud Roy Labia. If the Yichud is not Roy Labia Midrabanan, that's still a Yichud Roy Labia.
They never really want to teach others, just that some the Rabbanan are getting in the way so that they know.
So it's a funny thing. If they'd be in public, it's not you, Roy Labia. Why? Because there are people around. And if they're in private, the Rabbanan said they can't be bayal, so that's called Roy Labia. So if there are people around, that's not Roy Labia. If the Rabbanan said don't do it, that's called Roy Labia. Why is one more David study? What? I understand. I just mean to illustrate that why is that right labia? If Rabbanan said you can't be bayal, why is that called right labia? don't know, they're makna nemzan that this is the yichud. And the yichud shein aroy labiyah midrabanan is the yichud aroy labiyah. And the Shaar HaMelech disagrees just as strongly. He says he doesn't understand that Saif Saif, it's not Roy Labiyah. Saif Saif is not Roy Labiyah. What should be Tolian? It's not Roy Labiyah. If a woman's not Roy Labiyah Madurban, that's the Yichud Roy Labiyah. Why should a Sidra Bana be any different? Am I right? Is that the word? Why would you say more pashit? I mean, if I hadn't spoken out this Shaar HaMelech, why would you say? If I asked you, you need a yichud roi labiyah. Now they're in a situation where it's not roi labiyah midrabanan. Is that called roi labiyah? Huh? I would assume it's not.
They're saying it is.
Rabbanan Beferis said that it's still a good yichud. I mean, it's just not logical. The Ran doesn't seem to say as a Kabbalah this way. He seems to be saying it's on a Svara.
I think you have that probably against the Ran himself.
You could, but you see, the Ran didn't hold the Rav Naftali. Naftali is answering the Ran's kashis. So that's why Naftali would answer the Ran's kashis. But now we're learning the Ran. Now the Ran himself doesn't hold the Rav Naftali. Naftali was answering the kashis. So the Ran himself says that Yichud Roi Labi has to be Roi Labi in HaTorah. And that, it doesn't matter if it's not Roi Midrava. It's a hesbet. Needs a hesbet. Amakna says that this yisoid would answer the kasha from Yuma, from Yom Kippur. How the Kohen Gadol could have a yichud aroi labiyah on Yom Kippur? How could the Kohen Gadol, we asked yesterday, the Beis Yaakov asked, how could the Kohen Gadol have a yichud aroi labiyah on Yom Kippur, be as us on Yom Kippur? The iser bia on Yom Kippur, the chamishei nuyim. It's the machlekes rishayim. The machlekes rishayim is the rasa drabanan. So those who hold it's a drabanan, at least if the Rambam shita is that it's a drabanan, the Rosh holds it's the rasa. The Rambam holds that the chavishin liyam a drabanan. So if you hold that be on Yom Kippur is this a drabanan? So now it's answered. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it could be. It could. It's a yichud aroi labiyah. It's not going to be biolux, it's an Issa Drabanan, but it's a Yichud Harai Labiyah. Because it's only an Issa Drabanan to be biolux.
According
to well, the Rosh doesn't hold that you need Yichud Harai Labiyah, so it's never Shrine the first place. So we just need a Svara. A svara. What's a svara that an Issa Drabanan should still be a yichud aroi labiyah?
Why shouldn't the Imam have armor?
That's the problem. They said that you're not allowed to be bio. What's the second name armor? They say not allowed to be bio. What's the second name armor?
They said that we're suspending it.
Where did they say that? They didn't say that. The Rabbi is saying, I'll be svara that it's a yichud aroi labiyah. Now it's taka true if they had originally said it.
Well, they
maybe
they're above the power to. Maybe the rice is in the condition. The rice is married.
It's not a yichud aroi labiyah.
It is.
Right. Last year I spoke out. I expect you to remember everything from last year. Last year I spoke out in the Sivis is Yisoid and all these certain Darabonans. Remember Shlomo? Remember, the Nesivah is set aside in any Yisad Rabbanah. He said, basically, in Yeshivish terms, he said that an Yisad Rabbanah, an Yisad Raisa, is an Yisad Heftza. It's something that's Be'etzem Asa. Siva said that an Issa de Rabbanon is not an Issa be'etza. It's not something that's, let's say Rabbanon asked a piece of meat that's kosher and atayr. They said this is treif and de Rabbanon. It's not pshat that Siva said that that piece of meat is treif. Piece of meat is still kosher. It's just you have an obligation to be mechabed de Rabbanon. You have to listen to the Rabbanon. If you eat that meat, you're being over on the Aveira of not listening to the Rabbanon. It's not Be'etzem Edover Issa. Be'etzem, it's a Dover Mutter. Rabbanon don't make something into a Chefetz of Yisur. Just there's a din that you have to listen to the Rabbanon. If the Rabbanon said that you're not allowed to eat this meat, so if a person eats the meat, he's over on what? He's either not listening to the Rabbah. That's the Rabbah. But he compared it to Kibbut Aveim. Your father tells you to do something. My father says, don't eat something. Let's say there's such a concept of Kibbut Aveim. He says, don't eat that. So if you eat it, you didn't eat treifus. The thing itself is not Roy Lachila, it's Roy Lachila. Just you're showing disrespect for your parents by eating it. But it doesn't become a chefetz of the Isura. Nesivus' chiddush was, we know that we have to do tshuva. It comes from Shana Yom Kippur, we have to do all year round, but at least once a year we get around to doing tshuva. So you have to do tshuva for an Issur d'Rabbanan. But Nesivus said, if you're over an Issur d'Rabbanan b'shaygeg, let's say somebody doesn't know that this is Issa Drabbanon, and he comes home, there's a piece of meat on the table, and he eats it. And his wife comes home, he says, you ate that? Oh, you're in trouble. It was treif. I accidentally brought home something treif, I left it on the table, you ate it. Now, if it's an Issa D'Raisa that he ate b'shoigeg, he needs a kapara. It's chaylev, he has to bring a karma chatas. He certainly needs a kapara. And see, this was mechadesh, that if you eat an Issa D'Rabbanon b'shoigeg, it's not an Aveira at all. What's the logic? The logic. What's the logic? Because the thing itself is not an Issa. It's not Chesed Issur. Just you're not allowed to be disrespectful to the Rabbanon. You weren't disrespectful to the Rabbanon. What would happen if your father said, don't eat something? But you weren't there when he said it. You told him, I don't invite to eat this. Then you came home and you ate it. You're even on Kibbut Aveim. No, you didn't know your father said don't eat it. You weren't disrespectful to him. You came home and you ate it when you got home. So that's not being disrespectful. So the Nesivus was Mechadesh. Then an Issur d'Rabbanon. If you eat Issur d'Rabbanon b'shaygeg, it's zero Aveira. There's no tshuva that has to be done. Because the Rabbanon don't create a new Metzias. They don't create a Chefetz d'Isura. They don't create food that's Eid Aroi L'Achila. There's a halacha that you have to listen to the Rabbanon. You have to listen to the Rabbanon. But that's the extent of it. That's the extent of all the Issurim and the Rabbanon. That was the Nesivus' Chiddush. I think we answered a number of things with the Nesivus. The Nesivus' Chiddush is that the Rabbanon don't change something at the Metzias of the thing. Just the Rabbanon said, don't do it. I don't mean just. You have to listen to the Rabbanon. Don't walk out of here thinking just, but it's still just. They didn't create a Chesed D'Isura, right? If you're worried about Timtum Alev, so it's not Metamtum Alev. It's not a Chesed D'Isura. According to the Nesivus, it's a little easier to understand the Rav. The question is this called the Yichud HaRoi Labia? But Mitzias Advarim, it's a Yichud HaRoi Labia. Let's say in the Yichud room, somebody would have his parents would tell him, listen, the Yichud room, there's no beer in the Yichud room. The fact is, there's no beer in the Yichud room. Somebody's parents would tell him, listen, there's no, I don't want you to do a beer in the Yichud room, you know. Whatever. So that becomes a Yichud Shein Aroi L'Biyah. This is disrespectful to his parents. Be'etzem, it's a Yichud Aroi L'Biyah. Be'etzem. A person is not allowed to be Bayil. It's the Rabbanan said, don't be Bayil. Don't be Bayil without a ksuba. He doesn't have a ksuba. So he has to listen to the Rabbanan. But the yichud itself is be'etzem, it's a yichud aray labia. If the rabbanu would create a new iser, if they would create an iser of a isha b'lik suba, is a woman that's aser, so it would be like a grusha to a kayin. Just this is a midrabbanu. The rabbanu said a isha without a suba is a woman who's aser to you. Then nachinani. Then it's a yichud shein aray labia. This woman is not right to you. She's a woman without a ksuba. But the way the Nesivis learns, it's much better. According to the Nesivis, Be'etzem, she's a woman who's right, Labia. Rabbanan told you, don't do it. Rabbanan told you, don't do it. But Be'etzem, in the Metzias HaDvarim, it's still a person that's right, Labia. With the Nesivis, it at least gives us a help in understanding the Ram. Yeah. The parents would say no. Yeah, but the yichud, you would say that calls it a yichud shein aray labia. It's a yichud aray labia. There would be a problem that you're being disrespectful. I don't think they'll make it a yichud aray labia. I could see at least up Yisfara, if the Ram comes along and says it, I could understand it. But you see, I can understand that it's different. I'm not saying I would say it on my own, but if the Ran is telling us that the Rabbanan is different, so if you go to the Sivis as Mahalach, at least I could see it. It's a different type of Isser. It's an Isser being disrespectful. But it doesn't link in the etzem the woman. The woman is a woman who's right of being. You have a problem that you can't be disrespectful. So it doesn't make her into a woman that's not a yichud shein aray labia.
So this is shot in the Rav.
This may be this is the way I would understand the Rav. The Sefer HaMakna that I'm a chalak between a Rav and an Asa. It's important to see this. You should, especially those who are hearing it the second time. Yisurim d'Rabbanans that it's in this concept. That it's an Isser Gavra, say that the B'Shegeg is no Isser at all. It's a tremendous finish in the Sivis. The Sivis is raised to it.
The verse is still over in Isser.
The Hamakna brings an interesting Raya. There's an Isser D'Rabbanan that's called Dam Chimud. Dam Chimud means, if you propose to a girl to marry her, you want to marry, you propose someone, please marry me, she's masking, and you want to get married within the week, let's get married real quickly. Rabbanan said it's awesome. You have to wait, after proposing to a woman, at least 7 days, at least Shiva Nikiyan, because of Dam Chimud. Dam Chimud is a mitzias, where a certain level of excitement could cause a woman to have Dam Nida. Dam chimud, the dam of excitement. And therefore, if someone tells a woman, "I want to marry you," he's obligated with Rabbanan to wait 7 days. So the Machne asks, "Now, give me a chance. You might not like this kasha when I start." But the Machne asks, "You all know that Yaakov Avinu married Leah." The time he married Leah, Rachel no doubt felt that she was giving up her ability to marry Yaakov. That's clear. After the chasana, the next day, actually, Yaakov realized that it's Leah. So he told Rachel, "You know what? I'll marry you anyway. Male shavua zais, ben lochagam zais. In a week, we're going to get married. No problem, it's a week later, right?" The Gemara says, Minayin, how do you know she'ima arvin simcha b'simcha? How do you know that you're not allowed to get married to a second woman during the week of Sheva Brachis? Sounds funny, you know that? Where it says, how do you know you're not allowed to marry a second woman during the week of Sheva Brachis? She'ima arvin simcha b'simcha. Because it says, Mali Shavua Zais. Because Yaakov said, Yaakov and Lava made up, they'll get married a week later. That's what the Gemara says. So, Frekta Hamakta, what do you mean? According to the Rambam, he had to wait a week anyway because she's a Einaroi Labia. Because of Dam Chimud, So dam chimod, you have to wait 7 days. So if he's going to marry her within the week, that's a yichud she'en eroi labia. It's a yichud she'en eroi labia. So mamela, you have to wait a week to marry her. So what's the raya? Yaakov Avinu waited 7 days so that it should be a kasei marav simcha b'simcha. How can the Gemara say that? Maybe he waited 7 days because of dam chimud. Is an iser to, because it's not, it's a yichud she'en eroi labia. If he's going to marry her, but the yichud is a yichud she'en eroi labia because there's an iser to be bayala. She's like a nida. There's a chashah of dam chimud. So this is why I thought you were going to jump on it. That Yaakov Avinu lived before the Tekana Drabana. But I think the assumption is that Yaakov kept the Drabana. I guess.
What?
He held himself to be Ben Yisrael. No, but then it was off. Then it was off. Yeah, that's for sure. That's a fresh one. It's off. You need a new one. Yeah, need a new one for sure. So, then he had to. So that's the kasha. So how could the Gemara learn out that a marav in simcha b'simcha? Because Yaakov pushed it off for a week. But maybe Yaakov pushed it off for a week. He wanted it to be yichud aroi labia. Yaakov Avinu maybe held like the Rambam. And he held, you need a yichud aroi labia. And that's why he pushed it off for a week. He married a sister anyway. Oh, he married Leah. It's a good question. Maybe Lavram told Leah more than a week in advance.
The Hamakna says
that it's a raya from here that an Issa Darabanan doesn't make it a yichud aroi labia, because it was taka a yichud, it was a yichud aroi labia because dam chimud is an Issa Darabanan. So had Yaakov married them, Yaakov could have married her right away, because it would have been a yichud aroi labia, because dam chimud is only a din Darabanan. He waited a week. Why? Because they married in simcha b'simcha. But be'etzem, it was a yichud aroi labia. So it was aroi labia. That's the Hamakna's shot. You really could answer anyway. It was aroi labia because the Rabbanan didn't come along yet. Even if Yaakov knew b'nevuah they're going to come, like, it was still aroi. He didn't have to listen to the Rabbanan. But anyway, this is the Hamakna's. Now Magnus Raya, he brings a Raya from Rus and Bayas also. Rus and Bayas also, the same night that Rus and Bayas decided to get married, they got married. I wasn't a Yichud Aroi Labia. She didn't know what Bayas would say. I don't think she knew what Bayas would say. At any rate, the Hamakna brings a raya from Rus and Bayas that they didn't wait a week, so they had a yichud aroi labia within the week. Anyway, these are his rayas, but the ikka nekuda again is the aside. The aside, you know, taking apart the Rambam. You know, when you start, the Rambam holds indeed yichud aroi labia. So now we're saying already a number of exceptions. Right, yesterday, Rav Naftali Mamish cut the Rambam in here. Even without Rav Naftali, so we have already the exception today of the Durabanan, that's still yichud aroi labia. We had yesterday the Archa Shulchan of its study, still is yichud aroi labia. So it's basically what's happening is the Rambam Shita has problems from different Gemaras. So there are different, all these turuts of us sort of taking apart the Rambam Shita and trying to answer up the Gemaras. Okay, before we go weiter, just there were a few loose ends I said I'd answer. Let's see if I can remember. Somebody asked if the Yichud needs Eidim. Or Eidim Ma'akiv on Yichud. We know Kedushin needs Eidim. And since we do Kedushin under the Chuppah, everybody who gets married has Eidim by the Chuppah and Eidim by the Kedushin. So question. Question is, do you need Eidim by Yichud? Or Ma'inaf Gemina? So one nafkamina is where you have a chuppas nida nowadays, and it happens. It happens in certain a minority of cases, but it happens in cases that the wedding gets a chuppas nida, and then they don't have a yichud or a labia. They have chuppa, but the yichud room is not a true yichud. And then, whatever, a week later or a few days later, she goes to the mikvah, and they have a yichud aroy labia. The question is, when it comes a few days later, do you have to get edim for the yichud? Or a maisa that I once had with a chasen kala, that the night of the wedding, they got home, and they realized that one of the edim yichud was a karav apostle. The opposite of the Maisa de Rashi. Maisa de Rashi, they remember the Eidei Kedushin. This happened actually with someone who came home the night of his wedding. He remembered that one of the Eidei Yichud was a Karev. Eidei Kedushin were fine. It happens very often in the Yichud room, they quickly chop two Eidim. And one of them, so he wanted to know if he was Mutal Ishtai. If he had, according to the Rambam, if it was good or not. So the halacha is the following. Eidei Kedushin, without Eidim, Kedushin is nothing. That's called Eidus L'Kiyume. Eidus L'Kiyume, that means if a man is in a room with a woman, he takes a ring and he says, Hari Abba Kedushin Sli V'Tavah Zul Das Meshav Yisrael. No one sees. And they're both Maida. He's Maida, she's Maida. She's not married. Because Eidei Kedushin without Eidus is nothing. Even if everyone knows they did. It's called Eidus L'Kiyume. It's Eidus which are Mekayim, L'Kayme HaDavar. They make it happen. Without Eidus, it's nothing. It's zero. What about Eidus for the Yichud room? Eidus for Nesuin? So what this chassan did, I told him, was the Yichud Rav Palm. Rav Palm told him that the Arsameach brings a machloikis tanoim, machloikis a tesefta and a psikta. It's not in the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. A machloikis tanoim, if by edis of nesuin, if edis amakiv or not, by nesuin. In other words, it's one day that holds that nesuin also without edis is nothing. And there's one day that holds that nesuin without edis, nesuin, kedushin, everyone holds this. Nesuin, the chalukei dayis if edim ama'akiv. In other words, there are those who hold that yichud without nesuin, without edim, is good. There are those who hold it's not good. What do you do if it's a machlokes? So what do you do if it's a machlokes in this case? So you have edim, which is what we do. What do you do when it's a shasa, what's the bidiyavad, it's afterwards? So Rav Palm said, look, according to most Rishayim, you had Eidim. Because if you hold that Nisuin is Chuppah, or you hold Nisuin is that she's Badekt, or you hold Nisuin is a Stam that you're in a room together without Yichud or Elabiyah, you had Eidim. It's only that you want to be Yaitz of the Chumrah of the Rambam Shita. So in the Chumrah of the Rambam Shita, it's enough that even without Eidim, Yichud or Elabiyah, even without Eidim, being that it's a suffix, so it's a suffix in a chumrah. You follow? According to the Rishayim, you don't need Yichud or Elabiyah, they had Eidim. So it's one suffix if we pass like the Rambam, or we don't. If you don't pass like the Rambam, they're okay. If you're passing like the Rambam, then you need Yichud or Elabiyah. Same Tim Tzalayim, you're passing like the Rambam, it's still a suffix if you need Eidim or not. Could be the Yichud there, the Yichud room was fine, even though there were no Eidim. So Mimelep lives is basically a specs fake in halacha. Maybe you don't pass like the Rambam, then mutter. And even if you pass like the Rambam, it's a suffix if you need Eidim. So Lamaisa, that's good. So if someone asks, does Nesuin need Eidim? Lamaisa needs Eidim. Because it's a suffix. If you say, does a Yichud Haroi Labia need Eidim? So the answer is Lachatchila, yes. And but Yeved, without it, it's also okay. There's one more Nakuda, or the other Nakuda, somebody asked whether a wife without a ksuba is mutter be yichud. Is yichud mutter? It's not far from the Ran. If you look in the Ran, It's not so clear from the Ran if Yichud is Mutter without a Ksuba. Bia, I told you, everyone holds. Bia without a Ksuba. What about Yichud without a Ksuba? So that's a separate Machlaikas Rishayim.
If they're married.
Most of Ksuba, after they're married, are they Mutter be Yichud? Calls up a Rav, I can't find my Ksuba. Are they Mutter be Yichud? That is a Machlaikas Rishayim. The Rambam holds Pashtus Rambam is there also be Yichud. That seems to be the Psak of the Machaber. And the Ramah paskins that there's no Issa Yichud, which is the way with Nayig. And if someone loses the Ksuba, there's still Mutter be Yichud. They're just Asa Bibi. So these are two Nakudas that are Machlaikas. If someone loses the Ksuba, so Yichud is Mutter be is also. It happens. It happens. I say it happens often. It doesn't happen often to most people, but any Rav has had the experience of somebody who calls and says they lost the Ksuba, and you write up a new, you see, it's a different Nusach, or Ksuba Derech Hasidim. Special Nusach you write for a couple who lost the Ksuba. And,
she
can give her a wedding ring back to the husband,
and husband
tomorrow. I don't know about that. The husband can be Matzus Metalfulim. If he gives some Metalfulim that are worth a few thousand dollars, the question how much. But, yeah, you're not going to call to her. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So this Rambam and Reb Naftali, I think of all the Reb Naftalis, this is the most, maybe the second most famous of all of them. There's one Reb Naftali which is maybe more Yesidistic. This Reb Naftali is the famous Reb Naftali, and as you can see, the whole Rambam sheet and Reb Naftali is something very basic. Let's get back to the Gemara. Alright, again, we are talking about 12 months later, they had Kedushin. 12 months later, they want to have Nesuin. So we said, Chalahu, Chalsahi, Aishapirsa Nida. What did the first Lashon hold? He gives Mazinus, he doesn't. Chalahu. Okay, everybody with that? Okay, back to the Gemara. What's the first Lashon holds? If he gets sick, does he have to pay Mazinus? The answer is no. The first Lashon holds no. He doesn't have to. He's off the hook. Chalahu chalsehi persanida is off the hook. Ika debai lemi bai. There are some who asked as a question. Now it's interesting. They didn't ask it as one question, but it's an intim salima. So we have to follow this, the logic of the second Lashon. Let's see. Chalahu mahu. He got sick. What's it in? That's the first shot. Do you say Hossam Tam Omai? What's Hossam? Shaktu. Hossam is if it comes out on a Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday. Tam Omai, why is he caught in Mishum Da'anis? He has no choice. Bachanami Ha'anis? Now also he's sick. He has no choice. Idelma Hossam Anis Bidakanta Ditkino Le Rabbana. There, he didn't do it. The rabbis did it to him. Rabbana made it takan. But here, he's the one that got sick. He's Geir. So maybe you should have to pay Mizainas. Maybe you should have to pay Mizainas. So why did the two start in here? You learn anybody in the Gemara, you sit down, you learn with your Chavrusa. I know a lot of you are ahead and you don't know what to do. Yes, we should be So I'll tell you what you're supposed to do. You learn the Gemara as anybody. And you have to start thinking on your own. Well, which side is more mustaver? What would you say? If Chalahu, is he off the hook? He's not off the hook. So the Gemara says that to start. Right? So what is it telling him? If he gets sick, he gets sick, so I mean he gets sick. So what do you want from him? No, it doesn't he has a cold. A person says he has a cold and he doesn't want to go to the wedding. There are other problems. Chalahu means that he's in the hospital, you know. His appendix ruptured and they have to do surgery. And he's chalashing to get out and they tie him down to the bed and they don't know. So it's not his fault, clearly. If he gets sick, it's not his fault. It's not his fault he got sick. So what? It's not his fault, so therefore he should be an eye miss. He should be off the hook. What? It's his bad luck. So what if it's his bad luck? What? It's good for her too to push it off, right? She's not saying, you know, she's not saying get, make a shliach, let's get married. She's also willing to wait. They're both willing to wait. It's his mazel's gairin, but why should he have to pay his mazel's gairin? They talk always the husband's fault. Yeah, it's always, that's not fair. It's always the husband's fault. Two reasons. You're supposed to say that, because usually it's that way anyway. But he got sick.
Somebody died.
Well, since he got sick or she got sick?
Somebody
what? Died. A relative dies. So we have to do is be patient easy by us on the same shot. I'm not gonna be the same question. Same shot. Well, what's the logic? What?
No, it's in the year. Plus, I have to wait for one time.
So therefore, it's in the cheshbon that what?
You know, you're not getting friends anyway. So,
but now it came that Wednesday, and he got sick. So logically, what's the svara? What everyone seems to feel, the svara is he should be pata. It's not his fault. I'm Yisroch Mano Patrick.
He should be why he got sick.
What?
It's the reason why he just got sick.
There are reasons that people get sick. So the reason he got sick is because he drank too much whiskey or because of his life, right?
He did something because of
so what? He's a pesheya, is that the pesheya?
He knew he was going to be a little bit
so it wasn't even that. It's broken.
Why should he lose out because he got sick?
Some stuff. Why should he lose out
because
he got sick? He has a mind. He doesn't want to. If he wants to, there's no problem. He's prepared to give it to her. So why should he make a profit? Because he got sick. Who's going to pay anyway? Why should he make a profit? Because he got sick. It's true. It's true. Let me tell you how in yeshivas we learned this way. I found the Rav Shach and Avi Ezri brings down the Tutzdadim. I'm sure it's another svarim because this is sort of the universal way to learn up this sukkah. The way to learn up the sukkah is the following. Min ha-taira, a man gives mezainis after nesuin, even if it's 5 years later. The din ha-taira is they give mezainis after nesuin. The Rabbana came along, they didn't want to schlep, it should be a long garrison. So the Rabbana said 12 months. 12 months and a Wednesday. That's what they said. 12 months and the next Wednesday. After that you have to give mezainis. There are two ways to learn this takana d'rabbanan, and in those two ways is totally this the sugya segemara. There are two ways to learn. One way to learn is that the rabbanan said to the husband, "Listen, you have to marry her within 12 months. If you don't marry her within 12 months, we're going to counsel you. It's a knas, that for, it's sort of a punishment." For delaying it against the will, you're delaying it 12 months. It's a knas, and we can't see you, and you're going to have to start paying the zaynis from the first Wednesday after your 12 months. It's a knas. Because he's pushing off the wedding. She wants, the case is she wants to. She's masculine.
That's why you have to get married. You have to get married on Wednesday. You don't get married. Unless he's supposed to be married, you have to deal with
it anyway. Well, one way to learn is that it's a knas, is that it's a punishment. The second way to learn is what Shapsi is saying. The Rabbanan said, you know what? Mezainis starts from the first Wednesday after 12 months. That's where Mezainis starts. That's all. Mezainis begin then. We don't want this woman, Nebuch, to be stuck for Mezainis. Her father, she's already married a year and her husband still cares not feeding her. She already had a condition a year ago. The Rabbanan made a takana. It's not a knas. It's a takana. A din Mezainis. That there's a halacha, a husband, he's a husband, they were kedusha. That a husband who's mekadosh a woman, he doesn't have to give up his zaynus right away, we give him 1 year. After 1 year, he's got to give him his son. That's the Tindra Rabbanim. It's not a knas. It's a halacha that after 12 months you have to give Mizaitis. The din Mizaitis begins after 12 months.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Tell you what the difference is.
It's
either way, it's a Durabana. Rashi says Beferish that this Mizaitis is a Durabana. Rashi says, Abal Chaibim Mizaitis Ishtim, it's a Kanas Bastim. What's a nafgamina if it's a knas? Or if it's the etzem din of his inus, Kamina is, if he's an inus, if he gets sick. If he gets sick. So let's see. If it's a knas, inus Rahman Apach, right here, we're going to count him. He wants to get married, he's nebuchadnezzar, he's in the hospital. He can't. If it's a knas, then we understand it's sad that he should be potter. It's sad that he's off the hook because we're not going to cancel a man. If he wants to get married, what should he do? He can't help it. Masha'ein came, if it's not a knas, Rabbanan didn't cancel you for not getting married. The Rabbanan just said, we don't want this woman to go so long and have to come on to our father for food. So after 12 months, the husband becomes chayiv in food. Marry her, don't marry her, do eris, don't do eris, it doesn't matter. After 12 months, that's when Mizaynus begins. All right, 12 months and a Wednesday. But that's when Mizaynus begins. Whether you marry her, you don't marry her. After 12 months, you have to give her Mizaynus. If that's the halacha, that after 12 months, you have to give her Mizaynus, it doesn't matter. You have a good excuse for not doing the suin. That's a good excuse. But you still have to give her Mizaynus. If you give a woman Kedushin, well, from the minute you give her Kedushin, the clock starts ticking. And 12 months later, right, 12 months plus the next Wednesday, 12 months later, you have to start giving up a Zionist. What's the difference? Follow who? Follow he? Nothing to do. So these are the two tzedadim of the Ibaya, or you could say it's the two Lashainis in the Gemara. The first Lashon holds that he's definitely off the hook. The first Lashon holds it's a Knas. So he's definitely off the hook. No question. Follow who? No, it doesn't matter what. The first Lashon holds that it's a knas, and therefore any reason it gets pushed off, the first Lashon holds he's off the hook. The second Lashon says maybe not. Maybe this is a takana derabanan that he has to give him his einus. Now, if it's a takana derabanan, einus is not an excuse. Now we can start clearing. Now the second Lashon starts to clear. What are the gedarim of the chiyuv mizaynus? So we already have an ibaya. When they made a chiyuv mizaynus, what happened by Chalahu? That's the first ibay. Vimtim tzalaymar, where is it? Vimtim tzalaymar, five lines in the bottom, Chalahu, ma'alala mizaynus. You say the Rabbanan said that after 12 months you have to give no matter what, even if you get sick. Chosahimau. Maybe if she's the one, he says, I'm ready to marry her. Chosahimau. Why did the Rabbanan say by Chosahi? Do we say matzayamala anokarnu? Look, you're right, I have to give you a mezainis. But I'm entitled to something for the mezainis. And that is that you should come to the chasana. I'm ready. Adilma, matzi amra lei, mistab chasadeu. What's tashi stab chasadeu? What? So what's pshat, mistab chasadeu? It's your bad mazal. You ever heard in Dine Mamanis to paskana halacha based on bad luck? In usual Gemara. And the truth is, there are a few such gemaras. You say, "Nistab chasadeu, it's your bad luck." I'm going to pass the dina mamonis based on whose bad luck it is. What? What does that mean? Yeah.
I know. We still pay.
No, I will get back to nistab chasadeu. One second. But so the gemara has a shaila by heart. Vimtim salay ma'amalei nistab chasadeu. Do we say Bishas? Now, Bishas best of Light Tibaya. If it was a predictable cycle, a woman has a predictable cycle that we know. So there's no Shaila, but it's not his bad luck. She behaved normally. Her body, if she's a woman who normally becomes a Nida every 35 days. So they know when they got married that 350 days later she's going to become a Nida. It was no. See, these are the four ibayas. The four ibayas in the Gemara. I'll leave you with a question, which we'll get back to tomorrow, which definitely needs hasbin. If she gets sick, what was the tipsa limer? She gets sick, she could tell him mistapa sadeya, your bad luck.
Maybe.
Maybe not. But she could say mistapa sadeya. And if she changes her vest, it's still an ibaya? What's the difference? You're going to be hard pressed to find and to understand this chat. What is it if she gets sick, or if she changes her vest, which means she normally gets a, becomes a need every 35 days, and normally at the end of the 12 months everything would have been on schedule, and now bang, at the end of the 12 months she got a period on the 25th day. She became a need on the 25th day. So why is that different than getting sick? What is it, getting sick or becoming a need earlier? Which is more of an ainus? A burst appendix is less of an ainus than bleeding early?
Yeah.
It's more normal. It's more normal. She has control of either one. Test woman has no control, if you find one of the mafarshim who talks about this, I appreciate it. But don't tell me the last minute. I have to start to look at it. But tomorrow we'll have a shot. But tomorrow we're certainly going to finish the two das. So please make sure you finish the sukkah.